I annotated the CDs produced by Smithsonian Folkways, the Smithsonian Institution. I did, maybe 10 CDs with Woody on them, not all, but many, and I've written some articles. I've given many, many programs around the country about Woody Guthrie. Of course, I did it with cowboy music, too. People forget Woody's father was a cowboy, came to Indian Territory as a cowboy, and Woody knew many cowboy songs. He was an all-around person, wrote over 3,000 songs and poems, 2 autobiographical novels, and a couple of books that haven't been published, one I know of. It was a proletariat novel. Drew over 500 illustrations. Woody was quite an artist. His oil painting of Abraham Lincoln hangs at the Smithsonian in the Folklife and Cultural Heritage Division. Recorded hundreds of songs, his own and old folk songs. And how many people have done that in about a 17-year period of life? 1935, basically, to 1953-54, that time period. There's one song he recorded just before his days were over. I love it. It was never officially issued. He wrote it while he was in Pampa. He had some songs he had typed out. See, he also was a sign painter during those days. And then while he was in the Army, they had him painting signs. There's a poem he said he was reading about kissing. So if it's midnight and you're in the shade, just remember what I did. I gave her kisses one, kisses one. I gave her kisses one, kisses one. I gave her kisses one. She said that it was fun. So I kept on kissing on and a kissing on. I gave her kisses two, kisses two. I gave her kisses two, kisses two. I gave her kisses too. She said she wasn't through. So I kept on kissing on and kissing on. It jumps to I gave her kisses four, kisses four. I gave her kisses four, kisses four. I gave her kisses four, and then she begged for more. So I kept on kissing on and kissing on. And there are about 12 verses to that song. But he wrote that in Pampa. And Woody wrote children's songs. So this is the ironic part of the Burt Society and McCarthy and all of these people who hated Woody. And they destroyed so many Hollywood people. But while they were criticizing Woody, Captain Kangaroo was on television. And many of the children's songs that they were singing were children's songs written by Woody Guthrie. Phyllis normally does these, but put your finger in the air, in the air. Put your finger in the air, in the air. Put your finger in the air. Hold it about a year, you know, on and on. The NEA, National Education Association and Recording Industry, gave him awards for his children's songs in 1946, I think it was. Yet, while the children were singing his songs, no one knew they were written by Woody. So I love it. Woody Guthrie was this state's most creative native son, period. And as far as I'm concerned, he is this nation's most creative native son. Who else has written and recorded as much as Woody Guthrie in such a short period of life?